And we used to debate, discuss, what do we have to do? Save the Jews or save Judaism? You know, that kind of stuff. These kinds of discussions, that he would always say, well, we're going to save Jews. And I always felt, oh, that we had to save Jews and Judaism at the same time. Because in very often, when I may have already done it with you, when people come to visit me here, I go to the library and pull out the Talmud and show them. Did I show it to you?
No.
But I'll show it to you. Please,
okay.
You'll get the spirit of it from my point of view. Immediately after the war,
yeah.
When the Holocaust, you know, we don't have to tell you what it was. I mean, what it did to people. People who came after the Holocaust to see what happened in Europe. I think I'm proud of the fact that this organization and the American government, U.S. Army, paid for the republication of the Talmud. And I'll show you a set.
Yes, it's not actually. Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah.
All right, now, to me, that's an example of what this organization means to me. It means that at the same time that you, and I'm not talking about any type of Judaism, you know, I'm not talking about Reformed, Conservative, and Orthodox. That is a different subject. The very fact that
you have debated what should you save the Jews or save Judaism with Teddy White.
And my position was we got to save both at the same time. We can't just say we're going to save Jews alone. And so, for example, this I've told often, when I met Isaac Bashevis Singer, when he got the Nobel Prize, he was introduced to JDC, and he, in Europe, it's known as the joint, you know. I had a problem with the use of the word joint, how to use it in America, which I'll tell you about some other time. He remembered the warmth of the blanket,
yes,
that he received. I think you must have seen that. And all these people felt the material things for which JDC is perceived for, right? JDC is perceived as an organization which provides all of that. And true, it's like with my mine and your budgets at home. We spend our 90% on shelter and food. But it's the other 10% that's terribly, terribly important, which makes this, which to me is the significance of this, that has to be continued in this organization.